First, we want to get more reaction to the outcome of yesterday's election in Israel, which gave Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu what appears to be a resounding and surprise victory after a very tight race. Neri Zilber is a journalist and visiting scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's with us from Washington. Neri, welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Jeremy.
Well, were you surprised, as so many others were, at this victory for Netanyahu?
I was. I think all the polling over the course of the campaign indicated that Netanyahu was in real trouble. And he even believed it. The professionals within his party, the Likud, believed it. So what happened yesterday, the ultimate results, were a big surprise. I think the reasons for that are probably threefold. Number one, I think the polling was just wrong. It was off, or at the very least, soft. Having said that, Netanyahu himself believed that he was losing the campaign, losing the election.
Yeah.
So he launched a last-minute blitz over the past week, essentially, to rally his right-wing support and basically tell them it's either me or a left-wing government with all that entails, raising the specter of an ISIS takeover of the West Bank, his left-wing opponents giving away Jerusalem. That's when we saw the no Palestinian state on my watch statement. And that that effort seemed to work. He rallied a lot of right-wing voters back to the Likud and back to him. So that's the, I believe, second reason why he pulled this off. And I think third reason, and more substantially, this election might portend a larger demographic shift within Israeli society.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the right-wing bloc, broadly defined, increased its share of the vote substantially from even just 2 years ago when the last election took place. The left-wing bloc, broadly defined, went down by the same margin. And the dirty secret is that it could have actually been a wider victory for the Israeli right.
And you talk about the effort that Netanyahu put in the last few days to rally his base. He also said, quote, the right-wing government is in danger. Arab voters are coming out in droves to the polls. Left-wing organizations are bussing them out. Get out to vote. Bring your friends and family. Vote Likud in order to close the gap between us and labor. How is he going to now govern his citizens, who are those Arab voters, after saying something like that?
Well, he downplayed it right at the end and said, you know, he wasn't telling people not to vote. You know, it was part of a fear campaign, essentially, to get out the base, to get people out to vote and to vote for him. But speaking to your larger point, you know, it will be difficult for him to walk back a few of the statements he made, especially over the past week. The Palestinian state issue will have a larger international impact, I believe. The only silver lining I should mention is that Netanyahu has a history of making very definitive statements and then somehow able to walk them back.
Even before the results look as clear as they do now, the White House came out and said that President Obama remains committed to working very closely with the winner of the ongoing elections to cement and further deepen the strong relationship between the U.S. and Israel, and the president is confident that he can do that with whomever the Israeli people choose. What do you think this means now for the U.S. relationship with Israel?
Well, I think that's what you're going to see moving forward. I think Obama and Netanyahu are going to downplay their past differences, at least in public. So you're going to see a lot of statements about strong working relationships, about the strong alliance between the two countries. And I think that's true as far as it goes. I think, especially on the Palestinian issue and the peace process, you might very well see a renewed push, almost a unilateral push by the Obama administration in its remaining 2 years to set perhaps its own guidelines with respect to what it thinks should be the final status of this conflict. So I think, especially on the Palestinian issue, you'll see perhaps more proactive approach by the Obama administration, precisely because Netanyahu was reelected and precisely because he's likely to form a more right-wing government.
What about the chances for a deal with Iran? We're just a couple of weeks away from the deadline on that between the U.S. and Iran. And obviously, Netanyahu has shown that he has a strong interest in this deal not going through the way that it's being crafted at the moment.
Right. I think he has a strong opinion on that particular issue. I think whether it was Netanyahu or even his challenger, Isaac Herzog, winning the election, I think an Israeli government would have had to swallow anything that the U.S. administration concluded with Iran. The likelihood of an Israeli government taking unilateral action to torpedo a major, essentially international diplomatic effort was unlikely even before this election, and I still think remains true.
Neri, is there any chance at this point that Netanyahu doesn't become prime minister? Because he didn't win outright. He still has to form a coalition, as you say.
Right. The way you form a government in Israel is very much a coalition partnership. So no party in Israel's history has won outright majority of the 61 seats in the 120-member parliament. Having said that, the results yesterday returned a resounding victory for the prime minister, and moving forward, he will be prime minister, and it's just a question of the composition of his government.
That's Neri Zilber, a journalist and visiting scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, talking with us about the elections in Israel. Neri, thank you.
Pleasure, Jeremy.